Random House Audio presents Balzac and the Little Chinese Seamstress by Dai Cg. Translated from the French by Ina Rilke. Read for you by B.D. Wong. The village headman, a man of about 50, sat cross-legged in the center of the room, close to the coals burning in a hearth that was hollowed out of the floor. He was inspecting my violin. Among the possessions brought to this mountain village by the two city youths, which was how they saw Luo and me, it was the sole item that exuded an air of foreignness, of civilization, and therefore aroused suspicion. One of the peasants came forward with an oil lamp to facilitate identification of the strange object. The headman held the violin upright and peered into the black interior of the body, like an officious customs officer searching for drugs. I noticed three blood spots in his left eye, one large and two small, all the same shade of bright red. Raising the violin to eye level, he shook it, as though convinced something would drop out of the sound holes. His investigation was so enthusiastic I was afraid the strings would break. Just about everyone in the village had come to the house on stilts way up on the mountain to witness the arrival of the city youths. Men, women, and children swarmed inside the cramped room, clung to the windows, jostled each other by the door. When nothing fell out of my violin, the headman held his nose over the sound holes and sniffed long and hard. Several long, bristly hairs protruding from his left nostril vibrated gently. Still, no clues. He ran his calloused fingertips over one string, then another. The strange resonance froze the crowd, as if the sound had won some sort of respect.